You're listening to 2SER 107.3. I'm joined with a guest here, Marnie from Trophy Boys. Trophy Boys playfully and powerfully interrogates the well-documented toxic masculinity, misogyny and homophobia of Australia's elite private schoolboys. Awarded Best Australian Work at this year's Sydney Theatre Awards, Trophy Boys opens its national tour right here at Sydney's Carriage Works. Here to talk to us now, the very talented director of Trophy Boys, Marnie Mount. Hi there, Marnie. How are you today?
Hi, Eva. I'm really well. I'm so glad to be here.
Oh, thank you so much. Now, can you tell us a little bit about Trophy Boys without obviously giving too much away?
Yes, it's quite the task, but I do enjoy it. So Trophy Boys is a queer dark comedy about power, privilege and high school debating, which seem like a strange mix, but actually very naturally interact with each other. It follows the top team of an elite all-boys private school as they prepare for their grand final debate. They're all played by women and non-binary performers in drag, and they discover very early in the play that they have to argue that feminism has failed women from the affirmative, and they're very panicked about being cancelled.
Right. And the show was awarded Best Australian Work this year at Sydney Theatre Awards. Congratulations.
Thank you. It was actually Best New Australian Work.
Oh, sorry. Best New Australian Work. No, that's all right. So what does an award like this signify for you personally?
I think it was really lovely. We used to joke that for a show called Trophy Boys, it was our first official trophy. We were really lucky that we had amazing audience responses to it the first few seasons of this show. So to be recognized kind of within the theatre community was really big for us. It was really lovely.
Yeah, wonderful. And it sounds like such an awesome show. So how did the show sort of evolve from an original fringe show to now this award-winning and national turned international production just off Broadway as well?
Yes, indeed. So I started working with Emmanuel, the playwright, who also performs in the show, back in 2021. And we built the show with support from the wonderful La Mama Theatre in Melbourne. We did a three-night season there. And then we went to Theatre Works in Melbourne. And we managed to really connect with our audience and also with some important movers and shakers in the theatre world who really saw what we thought was precious about the show, and that we needed to take it to a big audience. So the wonderful Joe Dyer and Ben Andrews are our tour producers, and they took us national, and the lovely Yes of Telegraph Productions saw the show in Melbourne and has taken Emmanuel over and is running an American production off Broadway right now in New York. So this year we're joined by a new performer, Mavanwe Hocking, stepping into the role of Owen, which Emmanuel originated. And for the first time, Trophy Boys will be playing in Sydney and New York simultaneously in two different productions.
Oh my goodness, that is so awesome. What is the process of directing a work that blends sort of this satire with politics, performance art, you've got drag? What's the process of this?
Oh, it was a real joy. And I was very blessed to be working on the show with Emmanuel since it was kind of a 15-page draft. So I've really been able to be a part of the show, figuring out what it is and how we can best deliver on its promise. It's very playful. It's very collaborative. We've had so many amazing performers and creatives work on this show. And I think that attitude of playfulness is really important to the drag and the camp of the show, but also to kind of surviving the darker parts of the show. As I'm sure you and your listeners can imagine, doing a show about the politics of masculinity and private schools is not without its dark parts.
Yes.
And so being really playful and positive and caring about how we approach that material has been a really big part of the process.
And this show is like a exploration of power and privilege and accountability, sort of what you touched on with private school eliteness. How does that resonate with Australian audiences? How do you want audiences to react to a show like this?
Well, I feel like the nice thing about this show is that a lot of it is a joyful thing. Like, it's very funny. It's very playful. And then, of course, it has this darker underside. Em started writing the play after the allegations emerged about former Attorney General Christian Porter, which happened at a historical debating tournament. And debating, which some people might not know, is one of the kind of crucibles in Australia where our politicians really grow up. And lots of people kind of learn their craft in this very cloistered, privileged world and then go on to fulfill really significant roles of power. And so turning our focus to this kind of strange, kind of niche, but actually quite important world was a big part of making the show. And I think too, this idea about gender and how power and gender interact is really important in the play as well.
Mm. And the first spot of your national tour is at Sydney's very own Carriage Works, starting from this Wednesday, which is super exciting. And it's followed by Parramatta's Riverside Theatre and then the Art Centre in Melbourne and Queensland Performing Arts Centre. This is all so fantastic. Where can people buy their tickets for this show?
You can head to the venue's website. So Carriage Works for our shows until the 3rd of August, Riverside Parramatta for our shows from the 6th to the 9th of August, and then Arts Centre Melbourne and Queensland Performing Arts Centre for the others.
Yes,
but you can also follow us on socials. We're at trophy.boys.
Perfect.
And there'll be lots of links there.
Love that shout out. Thank you. The witty, queer, black comedy Trophy Boys, exploring themes of power, privilege and high school debating, will be showing at Carriage Works from July 23rd to August 3rd. Tickets are now available. Marnie, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me today. I'm really looking forward to seeing the show.
Thank you, Eva. Can't wait for you to see it.